look with me at Luke chapter 22, verse 15. Luke 22, verse 15. I want you to just focus on a couple of words. Here's what Jesus said. He's sitting with the disciples. Now, Luke tells us in just a few minutes they're going to be fighting and wrangling and carrying on like spoiled little brats over who's the best of them. Jesus knew that. But here's what he says. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired eat this Passover with you. Jesus wants us to come to this table. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you. There's no earthly reason Jesus should have. Knowing what was in their hearts, he should have said, I want to be alone. If I've got to go through this cross thing, get away from me. Every time I look at you, I just think of it. And you know, sometimes we think that Jesus is like that. Peter did. What's the first thing Jesus, Peter said to Jesus, and the last thing Jesus said, Peter said to Jesus, the earthly thing, he started with the same thing, away from me, oh Lord, for I'm a sinful man. We should feel our sin that deeply. To understand that Jesus greatly desires to eat that. He greatly desires us to come to his table, but, and there's a couple of buts, and here they go. Number one is, you have to be invited to the table, and the only ones invited to this table are those who are born again. The once born have no place at the table of Jesus Christ, and they will never share it for all eternity. Jesus said, except a man is born again. Jesus said that. Read John chapter 3. He said it twice. Except a man is born again, he will not see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Are you religious? The man who said that to you. You may think you're doing the right thing. The man he said that to. You may be convinced of your religious tradition, the man that Jesus said those words to was. You may believe that Jesus is special and that you want to hear his wisdom. The man to whom Jesus said those words was all those things. He wasn't from you. He was a religious leader. He was a moral man. He was a religious man. He was a Bible-reading man. He was a praying man. He was a respected man. He was a leader in his church and community. But he wasn't born again. Was he born again? If you took the exam for this week, you were here last week and took the time to do that, and you had to do that, I will not, there's two things I'm not going to do. The first is I'm not going to tell you you're born again. Peter tried that. Remember? All the disciples left at the end of John 6. Jesus turned to the 12 and said, are you going to leave also? Peter said, we believe. Jesus said, oh. I'm not going to tell you that you're born again. You come to me. I know there's preachers out there. Oh, if you prayed that prayer, you're born. Don't let anybody. I will never do that. And a man who does that is not a true man of God. There is one person who can tell you that you are genuinely born again, and that is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. And there is no one else on this earth who can give you testimony. And if you look for it from some person, you're looking in the wrong place. The Bible does say to test yourself. have to go through some confirmation class. What a travesty. You need to come to Jesus Christ and say, I've been going in the wrong direction. I have to turn around now, Jesus, and put my trust in you. There's a steering wheel, Lord, you got. You're the Lord, I'm the servant, I get it. You say there's got to be more to it than that. No, there's not. Just confess with your mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord. And believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Or in Jesus' own words, he came to that which was his own. He came to you and I. And his own did not receive him. I listened to the testimony of a man the other day, and Bill Bright said to that man, you're a successful man, and you know, I don't get you. And the man said, what do you mean? He said, I don't get you because, you know, you're a businessman. You're used to making snap decisions. Hear the facts, make a decision, and live with it. And here you are waffling whether you want to do something with Jesus Christ or not. You'd never tolerate that as a subordinate in your business. Why on earth are you waffling on that decision? Jesus said most of us would not receive it, but to those who receive it, even to those who believe in him, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not I was a child in my parents' family. I was just like I am in God's family. I wasn't born into it. I was adopted. I was born a child of Satan, and so were you. Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. You're the devil. Oh, Lord, I don't think I'm that bad. Yes, you are. You lie. Because it's your native language. Telling the truth is hard. Oh, not for me. I never lie. Okay, there's another one. You're selfish because that's what comes naturally. It's hard to share. You want to be served because that's what Satan wants. Serving man, getting down on your knees. You know how hard it is to clean up poop from somebody else's kid that ought to be old enough to know better and probably does, but just did it out of spite. I was adopted into my earthly family as well. I had a right to be at the table, but you know what? Before I could come to dinner, I'd come in, I was a kid. Today they say I had ADD. Back then they called it bored. And I'd come in and I'd be sweaty and dirty and Mom would take one look at me and say, go wash them. That's what this last week has been about washing up. Don't come to the table dirty. God came down on Mount Sinai. He said to Moses, help the people wash and change their clothes. Don't come to me filthy. put it off. And then all of a sudden, like most of us who wanted to make it all up, they started in the middle of the week, oh, I'll just jump into it. And I said, boy, I wish I'd started this earlier, because there's a lot more to it than I thought. You know, there's an easy cop-out. Well, you know, I don't deserve to be at the table. I don't feel worthy. I'll just, no. That's a cop-out. Jesus said, I greatly desire, I eagerly desire to share this with you. He wants it to be. He wants us to be ready for the table. Because you see, this table shows something. Jesus said, he said, I will not eat this bread or drink this cup until I do so again in the kingdom of God. 15. You know that Jesus is going to share a meal with all those who are here, the real Lord's table, called the marriage feast of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 19. I wanted to do so much tonight. After this, Revelation 19, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his saints. And again they shouted, Hallelujah. And the smoke from her goes up forever and ever. There is a hell. And I believe that the people who are in heaven will shout all the louder when they see. You will see people trapped in the hell. You are. Know what your sin deserves and where you should be and how great was the grace that saved you from that sin. And the 24 elders, that's the church, people of God, and the four living creatures, that's the angels, fell down and worshiped God who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen, Hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both small and great. When I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing water, like Niagara Falls, like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory for the wedding. The Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Don't let anybody tell you. Doesn't matter how you live when you get saved. Oh, I'm saved, I can live. No, fine linen is the righteous acts, not of Jesus, but the saints. Those who are born again, to change your life. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper. That's what this is a picture of. That wedding supper that Jesus said. This is the little tiny thing. They would go in the kitchen when the dinner was being cooked. They were so hungry and felt so good. Dipped a little bit out, handed you, and you just got that little taste. He didn't want to wait. You say, but I'm not worthy. Of course you're not. If you were, there wouldn't need to be there. We could get to heaven on our own. unless we stare at the disciples and scratch our heads and go, how could they be so foolish? And it's only when you open our eyes and remove the blinders and take out the beam that's been pounded into our skull and cross both eyes and wrapped around our heads four times that we look at them and say, yep. No magic in the juice. There's no magic in the bread. It doesn't turn into some magical concoction. Only the promise. Not the reality itself. The reality will come for all who believe. Lord, I hear. You said in your word, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not? Then you said, and I'm sure there were tears in your eyes as you said these words, that you looked down through time and saw yourself saying, I never knew you. From you. Lord, I greatly fear that there are some in this room that will someday hear this name. So I give this challenge. Don't be like that man that Bill Bright talked to, wavering. Well, maybe I should. Chuck, why are you supposed to put your faith in Christ? Turn to him. Acknowledge that you're going in the wrong direction and that you're willing to turn around. Join us in the muck. You don't jump into the muck to drown with us. You want to pull us out of the muck. I pray for that person who is not born again today. Right now, in the quiet of this moment, they would surrender and say, all right, it's time. Jesus, you're now my Lord. From now on, you're in charge as your queen. And there may well be some people in waiting for that wedding that showed up without the wedding garment. Every person in this room is calling right now to genuine faith to them. There's some that despite everything this week have still not crossed the line. They haven't gotten ready for it. Lord, this is our opportunity not to carry the load of sin another day. Not to justify our sin or avoid our sin, but to truly get right in you. Again, then. I desire to eat this with you. I want you to be there. Thank you. Bible says specifically one thing. It's in two of the three Gospels. It's repeated twice. It's what they sang of him. A little detail. In the midst of all that is happening on the cross, great bow, the bread of life. Shown me that I need in my heart be this last week be more than just thoughts in my head or notes on a page quickly forgotten. May they be my life. Moses told us 3,500 years ago these words, they are not